Somebody asked earlier if I have advice for like a college student. I would say one advice is to enjoy the journey, really. Even if you make $1 million or 2 million or five, it's not enough. You'll get to 1 million and you think you've made it, but then you realize you're just stuck in low digit millionaire hell, which is just this uncanny valley where you have enough to not really work, but you don't have enough to retire. And then you're just stuck grinding on your own random business ideas. I was a millionaire at age 25. I went off to travel for a bit, worked on my own projects, eventually went back to look for a job. A few startups here and there, and then I ended up at the Google and Meta companies. So it's really the process of making money that I think is more interesting than actually having money. Having money is not interesting really much at all because you just sit around looking for coupons and deals. Having money doesn't make you not cheap. If you like a good deal, you'll always like a good deal. It doesn't mean that you'll suddenly just pay $200 on sushi. Doesn't matter if you're a millionaire. If buying a Porsche just sounds way more than you need and overvalued, you rather just put that into Bitcoin and drive something that you're more comfortable with, that you can beat around and not have to maintain and wash and have a place to store all the time. Look, when you take a look at Elon Musk, he started this company, Tesla, and in the process of that, he's having so much fun. Kind of, right? He's meeting people, he's having events, he got a few wives out of that whole process. He's had a family out of that process by engaging with the world. And he's working on these businesses and he's getting invited to events and dinners and he's getting business expensed private jets and business expensed dinners and going to conferences. And he's just having a great time. And that was like arguably the business he built became this great life for himself. And instead, if he wanted to, he could have just sat back and done nothing. As a isolated social recluse sitting in some mansion somewhere, but people would not know who he was, and he would just be isolated from the world, and he wouldn't be having as much fun. And so, in that sense, I admire how that process of actually making the money is more interesting than having it. And so, maybe the real treasures are the friends that we make along the way. Like, what you need to do is actually business expense your life, I would say. Your spending is going to be justified. So this boat, it costs like probably $5,000 to $10,000 a week for a catamaran like this. You gotta learn to sail. If you do that, it's loads of fun, actually, if you're to do it. Look, I would never go out and buy a $10,000 vacation for this for myself, really, unless I had a whole group of people who are going to actually do this. But in either case, they decided, hey, they're going to sponsor us for this. And in a way, the process of making money is a lot of fun. Because if you just retire and you sit back and you're not even doing anything, it's not all that fun. You're just sitting around playing video games, watching TV all the time. So I think that's one of the funny things is a lot of people are thinking, hey, they're just going to grind their job, grind their 9 to 5 wage slave job. At the end of that, they're going to have some money, and then what? Then what you're gonna do? You're gonna sit at home and watch TV? You can do that now. Go to the Midwest, go somewhere cheap. You can go Southeast Asia where it's super cheap and go sit down and watch TV and you've got it if that's all you're looking for. But even making money is not going to get you a $10,000 yacht on a vacation when you feel it's just not really worth it. I think if you can build a business around which you're having fun, that would be great. And I think that is the standard now. It's actually possible nowadays where you see a lot of creators out there saying they love their life, they love their job, they're having a great time hanging out with their friends, traveling for a living, getting sponsored trips and events, and like whatever you want. Have you taken any psychedelics? No. No, I have never touched drugs. I don't take any substances. Don't need it. Don't need it. I'm just sober and I just go raw on life. My life is my high. It's fun enough. Reduce dopamine. You don't need it. In fact, you should actively look to reduce the dopamine in your life. Control that, and then work and other things become more interesting. Everybody has ADHD now. Everyone I meet has ADHD and insomnia because of that dopamine craziness. People think they got to go on drugs and microdose and all this stuff. Hey, I'm just sober, and I'm outperforming all of my coworkers and everybody who's just so stressed. Because as I told you, these guys can't code. they can't code it. Why are they even coding? They need drugs to be able to code. And I'll tell you, I never pulled an all-nighter either. If you're gonna win, just win with ease. Do it the right way. Don't do it at the last second. You don't have to push it that hard. Or if you do, if you have to win just barely, maybe you shouldn't have even bothered in the first place.